remain standing if you have a Bible this morning. Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 13. Luke chapter 13 and beginning at verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And said unto the people, There are 6 days in which man ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And by the help of the Holy Ghost, I want to preach this morning on letting Jesus straighten you out. Letting Jesus straighten you out. You can be seated this morning. This account here is a familiar one. Bible tells us that this woman was in a pretty bad shape here. And to the point that she was bowed, that word bowed means that she was bent. She was bent over. And the Bible tells us that she couldn't straighten herself up, which leads us to believe that there was some attempt on her part, on trying to better her situation and her condition, but not having strength, not having the power that it took to straighten herself up, she remained in that condition. The Bible tells us that Jesus saw this woman in. You know, Jesus is all in the business, is all about straightening people's lives up. There is no situation, there is no problem, there is no conflict that is too hard for Jesus to straighten out. If you're willing and if you want God to straighten some things out in your life, God stands ready to straighten it out. And the Bible says that this woman, she was bent over, and that word bent, it means to be crooked, twisted. It wasn't right. This was not how it was supposed to be. And you'll find out that Jesus, when he sees people in certain situations and certain conditions, the Bible tells us that he is moved. He is moved with compassion as he sees this, because he realizes this is not how an individual is supposed to be. This is not what their life is supposed to be like. And the Bible tells us that you'll find out that it was always, a lot of times, the Lord did and he healed people. And it was on, a lot of times, on the Sabbath. Now, we're familiar with the Sabbath. In the Old Testament, it tells us, the Bible tells us that they worked for 6 days, and on the seventh day, they were not supposed to do any work. And this was because they got this teaching from the Lord. The Bible says that the Lord, he created heaven and earth. He created it on the 6 days, and on the seventh day, he rested. So the Lord established this commandment to teach them the principle of rest. And so the religious leaders, they were all about holding on to the Sabbath, but there was a problem with them. They were holding on to all the traditions of men, but their hearts were not right. Things inside of them, things that motivated them, things that they were driven by was not correct. And Jesus knew this. And so the time comes where this woman comes, and the Lord sees her, and he calls her to him. Jesus ends up healing this woman, and now there's a big uproar from the religious leaders. Oh, well, isn't there 6 days? 6 days in a week where you can come and be healed. Don't come on the Sabbath day. And the Lord called them for what they were, that was hypocrites. He said, how many of you take your ox, and you take your donkeys, you take them and you lead them out of the stall to get water, and it's on the Sabbath. And you mean to tell me that this woman here, whom the devil, the Lord says, has bound, you mean to tell me that it's not right for her to be loosed from this bond? I want you to know that the Lord knows the conditions of people's lives this morning. The Lord knows what you're dealing with. He knows what things have you tied up, that have you bound to where you can't, it seems like you're never going to get free of things. But I want you to know that the Lord is here to move in people's lives today. He's here to straighten some things out that you somehow have tried to straighten out on your own. There have been attempts to stop some things. There have been attempts to stop thinking certain ways, to stop doing certain things, to stop going certain places, to stop being involved in certain situations. And somehow people have not been able to straighten things out in their lives. Somehow people have not been able to stop things that they know that is not quite right. It's not quite in line with God's word. But I want you to know, the Bible says that this woman, she was bent, okay? And the Bible says that she could in no wise straighten herself up. But I got news for you. You can't straighten out your situation. I can't straighten out my situation. But it requires a Heavenly Father coming down, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords coming down and reaching down into the mess of our lives and straightening. I want to know if somebody came to let God straighten some things out in your life, straighten some things out in your mind, straighten some things out in your home. Get some things in order this morning. You can be seated this morning. This woman was bent. When I think of the word bent, it means to be crooked, okay, to be twisted. And you'll find out that in before you come to the Lord, and I can say this because I remember it being this way in my life. Before you come to the Lord, you'll find out when you come to the word, come to God, and you begin to learn God's word and God's ways, you'll find out that the things that you thought was right weren't right. How you thought and how you perceive things, or when it concerns the word of God, is bent, it's twisted, it's crooked. And that's the state of the generation that we're living in. The Bible talks about, in the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us that the Lord talked about, he was talking about his people as they had begun to turn around and turn away from him. And he said that they're not spotted with my spot. Okay? He said that, and basically what it boiled down to, he said that they are a perverse and a crooked generation. Okay? Peter, you'll read where he told them, after he told them to repent and be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. He goes on and tells them, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And then the Bible says he prompted them. He said, save yourselves from this untoward generation, from this crooked generation. I want you to know that the world that we're living in is very crooked, and it's twisted in this mind frame in the things that they think. But I've come to get out of the mindset of this world, and I've come to get into the mindset of the kingdom of God. I've come to let God wash over my heart and straighten some things out in my life, get some things in order and in line with his word. You can be seated. Because you'll find out that the way that we were brought up before we came to the knowledge of God's word, it was wrong. It was crooked. It was twisted. All you got to do is listen to the things that are taking place in our world through the reading of news in the newspapers, in the things that people are doing, things that they are passing laws on. I want you to know that it is a twisted and a warped mind that begins to think that it's okay for the same genders to unite in marriage. I want you to know that that's a twisted and a crooked way of thinking. When the Bible tells us plainly that God made it for a man and a woman to be joined in marriage. That's how God ordained it. You often hear that when God didn't make Adam and Steve. He didn't do it that way. He didn't do it that way. But you'll find out that let me tell you something. People say, well, God made me this way. I don't believe that. I believe people have things that takes place in their lives. I believe that people get exposed to things at a young age, and consequently, sometimes people get taken advantage of, and it's not a good thing. It's not right, and it causes people's mind frames. It causes the way that they think, the way that they perceive things to be crooked, to be bent, to be twisted. But don't say God made you that way. God didn't make you that way. God made us in the image of him, okay? And I want you to know that God's ways are perfect, the Bible says. Come on, somebody. I come to get rid of my excuses, and I come to get in line with the word of God. I come to let God straighten some things out in my mind and in my life and in my heart. You can be seated this morning. God didn't make it that way. But it's things that people deal with, things that people are exposed to, that changes. God didn't make it. You know, the world says, well, you know, the world that we live in puts down marriage. It puts down. And it every opportunity that the world gets, it mocks. It makes fun of it. And it's the devil. The devil doesn't like it. I firmly believe that the devil does attack marriages. And I believe that with all of my heart this morning. I believe it. But the world will say, well, you know, you don't need to marry them. Just, you know, shack up, live together. See if it works out for a little while. And you'll find out that people think that, and you'll find out that people are left alone after they find out, hey, it didn't work. This is not right. And you'll find out that people are left alone to raise kids on their own. They're left heartbroken. So many different things takes place because the things that was taught to them, their view of things are twisted. It's bent. It's crooked. I want to see things the way that God sees it this morning. I want to see things. I want God to straighten some things out in my life this morning, because I can remember a time of not being right and not knowing I was right, wasn't right, but trying to straighten myself out, trying to stop things, trying to cut things off, and realizing that I don't have the power to straighten it up. The Bible says this woman, she tried. She couldn't straighten herself up. And it took an encounter with Jesus Christ to begin to straighten things out. And I want you to know that that's no different today. You need an encounter with the Heavenly Father. You need an encounter with the power of the Holy Ghost this morning to begin to put some things back in line and right in your life. I need that this morning. This world needs that this morning. Be seated. You know, you can go through life and pursuing the things of this life. And once you find out that it's a dead end road, that it doesn't matter how much money you obtain, you're still broken. Doesn't matter how many relationships you get involved in, they're still emptiness. Doesn't matter about the possessions. It doesn't matter about your status in this world. You still are lacking and are without. And you'll find out that people bypass the word of God and they have to learn these things the hard way. But all you got to do is get into the word. And you, I encourage you, take advice. When you think that money is what's going to solve my problems? When you think that all I need is another relationship and that'll solve my problems? When you think that all I need to do is pursue the wisdom of this world and everything will be all right? When all you need to do is reach your highest status in this world and everything is going to be okay? I encourage you to read the Word of God. I encourage you to open up a book that was written by one of the a man that obtained any and everything that you could possibly imagine. He had it all. He had everything. But you'll read in his writings, and some believe that this was at the latter end of his life where he began to get older and realize some things. And the Bible says, you know, he said that there's nothing new under the sun. He said it's all vanity. He said it's a vexation of the spirit. And he goes on, and you'll find, as you're reading this, you'll find out that Solomon, he realizes that it's not in all of the relationships. It's not in the money. It's not in the possessions. It's not in all the wisdom that you could possibly obtain. And when you get to that state and you realize, hey, I'm still empty. I've obtained all of this stuff, and I'm still lacking something. You can begin to look down and say that there's no way of being straightened out. There's no way of getting life in order, okay? Because you'll read where he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and verse 15, he said, the crooked cannot be straight. But I want you to know the crooked can be straight. And Isaiah prophesied about the day that the crooked would be straight. And that day was when the Lord would come and straighten it out. I want you to know that all you need is an encounter with Jesus Christ this morning. Don't fall in despair this morning and thinking that there is no hope. There is no way that God can straighten you out. I want you to know God can straighten any and everything out in your life this morning. There is no situation too big. There is no stronghold too strong for God to break and deliver you and bring you out. You can begin to fall into despair after letdown after letdown, thinking that this relation, this is going to be it. This is the one. It's promising. And after 6 months to a year, it falls apart. I want you to know that the answer It's not you trying to straighten things out on your own. It's not you trying to fix it on your own. It's allowing God to fix it. It's allowing God to deliver you. Because you'll find out that the devil, he's a mastermind in wrapping chains around people. He's a mastermind in locking people down. He'll get you involved in the things of this world, involved in sin, and all he's doing is tightening the noose. All he's doing is wrapping chains around you, hoping to destroy. Because you got to understand where it comes from, where that mind frame comes from, where that crooked mind frame comes from. It comes from him. He's the father of it. The Bible refers to him as that crooked serpent, Leviathan. The word of God refers to him as that crooked serpent. I want you to know that mind frame that is birthing people, it's of the devil. It's of the devil, and he tries to tell people, this is what you need. This is what you need to be involved in. This is what you need to wrap your life around. And it's all an attempt to kill, to steal, and destroy. Somebody has to see the trick of the enemy this morning. Somebody got to make it up in their mind. I may have walked in here with some chains wrapped around my life, but I'm going to allow Jesus to work on me while I'm here. And I'm going to leave here delivered and set free. I want you to know that that's the whole reason Jesus Christ came, is to deliver you and is to set you free. The Bible talked about how that Isaiah prophesied about the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. And Isaiah wasn't referring to himself. He was referring to Jesus Christ. And he said that he would open the prison doors to those that are bound. Somebody needs to let God open up the prison doors this morning and allow God to break some strongholds. Come on, I made up in my mind. I may have walked in this thing locked up, but I'm coming out. I'm coming out this morning. I'm coming out delivered. I'm coming out free by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not leaving here bound by depression once again. I'm not leaving here bound by lust one more time. I'm coming out this morning in Jesus' name. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. You can be seated this morning. 18 years, the Bible says, this woman was like this. 18 years. You know, you'll find out that people begin to settle for things. People begin to settle and say, well, I guess this is how it's going to be. This is how my life is supposed to be. 18 years. The devil had about 18 years. You'll think, you can draw the conclusion that she just, hey, this is how it is. I'm bent. You can just imagine how she viewed things. She looked at down as it was up. She was bent over. You'll find out that when you are bent and your mind frame is bent, your thoughts are twisted and not in line with the word of God, you'll look at the things that are down, you'll look at it as it's up. And you'll look at the things that are up as though they're down. That's why people of this world, they belittle. They think you're wasting your time here this morning because their mind frames are bent. It's crooked. It's twisted. They look at the word of God like there's no significance in it. That's why the rich man could walk past Lazarus and look at him like there is no significance there because he was high. He was all about this world and all about the things of this world. I want you to know there is some significance in the kingdom of God this morning. There is significance in the word of God this morning. I want you to know that's what you need this morning. That's what I need this morning. That's what the world needs, is the power of the Holy Ghost. But as you are in that frame of mind, you can get used to just being that way and thinking that's how it is. Some people get very comfortable being bound. They get used to it. But I don't want to get used to it. I don't want to say this is how it's going to be. I'm just, this is just the way my life is going to be. That's not the way God designed for your life to be. Situations, things, the devil gets people wrapped up in the sin. Do you know that sin will cause you to be bound? Sin will cause you to have a warped and a twisted viewpoint of things. It will. And there are unclean spirits that will come upon you and take over you and lock you down when you get involved in sin. The Bible tells us that Jesus, after he healed the man, he told the man to take up his bed and walk. It was on the Sabbath, so here's the rulers. The rulers again. What are you doing carrying your bed on the Sabbath? And he says, well, Jesus healed me. He told me to take up my bed and walk. So this man, he goes in the temple, and Jesus comes in the temple, and he sees him there. And you notice what the Lord tells him. The Lord told him to go and sin no more, lest something worse comes upon you. I want you to know, sin causes people to be locked down. It causes people to be bound. Unclean spirits gets a hold of people and causes them to be bound. The devil had this woman bound by an unclean, it was an unclean spirit that had a hold of this woman. And sometimes you can just say, well, this is just how my life is going to be. But that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not how it's supposed to be. I want you to know, the answer is not getting comfortable and being comfortable with living a life that has you bound and has you locked up and has you driven to places and doing things that you know is not according to God's word. It's not, the answer is not being comfortable with that. The answer is making it up in your mind that I'm coming out of this. Not another day am I going to live my life like this. The word of God tells us that the Bible tells us that Herod, he stretched out his hand and he began to vex the church. He killed James, and so he takes Peter, throws Peter into prison. And the Bible says that Peter is there. He is bound to two soldiers. And now I'm thinking, now the Bible says that the people, the church, they were back praying without ceasing. They was praying for Peter. I would think Peter would be praying too. I don't know about it. If I'm locked up, I'm praying. I'm asking God to bring me out of this. I need to come out of this. But you'll read where the Bible says Peter, I don't know what happened, but somehow Peter got comfortable. The Bible says he fell asleep in between the guards. They're bound in chains. He falls asleep. He's asleep, comfortable, relaxed. And it took an angel to come and tell him to rise up. I don't want to get comfortable in chains this morning. I don't want to get comfortable being bound this morning and just think that this is how it's going to be. This is the way it is. No, I come running to Jesus Christ this morning, letting the Lord know I need you this morning. I need you more than anything else. I need you to change the way I'm thinking. There are some things that are bent in my life. There are some things that have been birthed of me of no control of my own. You'll find out that people think certain ways. People do certain things because they saw that's what other people in their family did. That's how they was brought up, to think that way, to live that way. But I want you to know God has a better way this morning. And the Lord, the same way, I want you to know, the same way he looked at that woman is the same way he's looking at us this morning and saying, let me straighten you out. Let me straighten some things out. You've been thinking that way for a long time now. You've been living that way for a long time now, and it's only brought hurt. It's only brought heartache. It's only brought pain. Let me straighten some things out in your life. I don't know about anybody else, but I want the Lord to straighten some things out in my life. I want him to change how I'm thinking, change the way I'm looking at things, change the way I perceive things. I want him to put some things in order in my life. I want to put some things in order in my mind. The Bible says that when the Lord healed her, that this woman, he straightened. The Bible says he straightened her out. Word says that she began to praise. She began to praise and thank the Lord. Bless God. The religious leaders, they didn't like it. There's 6 days. You can do it on one of those days. I'm so glad that God, when I was in need, God didn't say, well, you know what? Say at the right time right now. You're going to have to come back a little bit later and we'll straighten this out. I'm so glad that when I called out to him, he heard my cry. I'm so glad that I don't serve a God that says, wait, well, you got maybe a couple of more days and then I'll hear you. No, I'm glad that I serve an old-time God that the Bible says that he is a very present help. I want you to know that you're in the midst of a God that is where on time he is. Somebody got to make it up in your mind that I'm going to leave here delivered. I'm going to leave here set free. I'm going to allow God to move in my life. You can be seated this morning. He's on time. The Bible tells us that David asked the Lord to incline your ear to my cry. I need God to hear me right now. I need him to see about me right now. I don't need him to see about me next week, next month, next year. I got some things that are going on in my life that need to be dealt with right now. Okay? Somebody, the person next to you might not like it, or the person in front of you might not like it, but guess what? I didn't come here to be concerned about what other people are thinking. I'm in need this morning. I'm in need of a Savior this morning. I'm in need of a touch from heaven this morning. And I need God to reach down into the mess of my life and pull me out, straighten me up, put me back together again, fix the things that are wrong in my life. Let us stand this morning in the house of the Lord. I want you to know this morning that God wants to straighten out some things in your life this morning. He wants to straighten out the way that you're thinking, the way that you perceive things. I want you to know that God wants to straighten you up. He wants to straighten me up. I want to allow him to this morning. I don't want to kick against him. I don't want to fight against him. I can't keep going on making a mess of things. I can't keep going through letdown after letdown, heartache after heartache. You know, you can try to strain things out on your own, and people try to do it. People wrestle with addictions. People wrestle with so many different unclean spirits, and they think that the confinements that this world offers is the answer. I want you to know that's not the answer this morning. You'll find out that this man was bound by legions of devils, and they tried to put physical restrictions on him. They tried to straighten him out. He tried to straighten himself out. He couldn't do it. It took an encounter with Jesus Christ to do what nobody else could do. All of those devils couldn't stop that man from running and falling at the feet of Jesus. Somebody might say, well, the devil's had his hand. He's had these chains wrapped around me a long time. But I want you to know, if you make it up in your mind that I'm coming to Jesus, if you make it up in your mind, I'm going to let Jesus touch me. Can't no devil in hell stop you. If you make it up in your mind that I'm tired of wrestling with the way I'm thinking and the way I'm looking at things, the way the way that I know without a shadow of a doubt is not right. I want you to know that there's nothing in hell can stop you from coming to Jesus.
Amen.
Falling at his feet and allowing him to straighten some things out. Some may say, well, there's no hope for you. There's no hope. The crooked can't be made straight. I come to tell you that that is a lie from hell. That's the whole reason he came, to straighten out our crooked lives, to straighten out our twisted lives, to straighten out our bent lives. He come to set things straight, put things in order. Somebody make it up in your mind. I'm going to let God once and for all straighten some things out. Straighten some things out of my heart. Straighten some things out of my home. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands and call upon the name of the Lord. Come on, that woman was bent. There are some people, your mind frame is twisted. And it's because the devil has had a hold on you for quite some time. But I want you to know the time is to come out right now. Let God straighten you out right now. Let God straighten you out to the point that you can think right. To the point that you can live right. To the point that you can begin to apply God's word to your life. Come on, somebody, lift up your hands, lift up your voice. Call upon the name of the Lord. Come on, I'm not concerned about what people beside me are thinking. I'm not concerned about what the person in front of me is thinking. I need Jesus to straighten some things out this morning. I need him to remove some bitterness. I need him to remove some lust. I need him to bring me out of this pit called depression. I need him to straighten me out this morning. This altar is open this morning. Somebody come with your heart. Lift it with your hands, calling upon the name of the Lord. There is power.